Have you been faithful to your commission of Christian service? And the last question we ask each other is, have you just lied to me? Now, some people say to me, why would you ask if you lied to each other? And I say, well, we can lie to each other. And people say, but don't you know that God is always watching you? I say, yeah, but God doesn't have breakfast with me on every Wednesday morning. Now, I've become accountable to him. And I encourage you in your own life to be accountable to somebody in an area where you struggle. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. God doesn't ask us to do things that are impossible. He has given us the ability and the tools to walk in freedom. I want to ask you, what are you bound with? Are you bound with anger? Are you bound with lust? Are you bound with gambling, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, overeating, hatred? I can guarantee you two things in the Christian life. If you want to be saved, Jesus Christ will save you. And if you want to be set free, Jesus Christ will set you free. He did it for me, and I promise you, he can and will do it for you. In conclusion, I just want to read to you Colossians 3, verses 5 to 12. It says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked, when you lived in them, but now put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you've put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there cannot be Greek or Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all in all. Now verse 12, take off those bad things, but then put on then, as God's chosen holy ones, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience. Don't just get rid of the bad stuff in your life, like your TV or like your bad magazines. I want you to put on new things, get on new habits. Instead of spending your time watching TV, perhaps listen to good music, good messages from your pastors. Don't just make a big hole in your life, but fill it up with something good. Fill it up with gospel music. Fill it up with good gospel teaching or preaching. Your pastor, he puts hours and hours into his messages. It would be good to listen to them over and over again so that you can have your spirit fed and built up. I just want to tell you one other thing. When I came and, you know, shared the fact that I struggled with my in-laws, that wasn't the last time that I ever did that. In fact, a few years back when my wife miscarried, I can remember that I was at a very, very low point emotionally. I was very, very tired physically because I had to do all of her work and my work. And I was just completely burned out. And I can remember being in Florida, and I was so tired. And I thought, oh, man, I can't hack this anymore. And I can remember being so close to falling into the sin of having a wrong thought life again. And I said, God, please help me. What's going on? What should I do? And it was like he said to me, what did you do last time that you were struggling with this? And I said, well, I asked someone to pray for me. And he said, do it again. And I said, but I told everybody that I was free. And he said, you are free, but you need to continue to walk in humility. So I can remember it was like a whole valley. I was in the bottom of a valley, and there were enemies on all the mountains around me, and they were all aiming their arrows at me. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be annihilated by this onslaught. And I just said, okay, I'm going to go and tell someone. And I went to my in-laws and I said, I need you guys to pray for me. I feel like I'm going to fall back into where I was before. And they didn't condemn me. They just said, we'll pray for you. And I can remember calling my dad up in Canada and saying, Dad, would you pray for me? I feel like I'm going to fall. And immediately when I hung up that phone, it was like I was on the top of a mountain and all the enemy was gone. It works, people. God's word is so true. It says, in the day I call on God, the tide of battle turns. If you'll just call on him, but have that humility to call someone, to tell someone, hey, I'm about to struggle or about to stumble. I just want to encourage you, don't wait until you've fallen to make that call, to call that accountability partner. But when you feel that temptation, you feel that enemy, he's opened up his fishing box in front of you and he's thrown up that lure and you feel like you're about to grab it, that's the time to call and say, Jim, Bill, Fred, whoever your friend is, will you pray for me? I feel like I'm about to fall into sin. I can remember one time, just maybe about a year ago, where I was feeling just completely overwhelmed by all the pressures around me. And I can remember being on the internet, and all of a sudden it was just like I was drawn towards sin. And I thought, oh God, I don't want to go through this again. So I went to my wife and to my children, and at our family devotions, I just said, Kathy and kids, will you guys pray for me? I feel like Daddy's about to fall into sin. He doesn't want to, but he just feels strongly tempted to sin. And I can remember hearing my little son, 4 years old, saying, Dear Jesus, please help Daddy not to fall into sin. And I tell you, when they finished praying, it was like the battle was over. Satan doesn't like us to confess our faults one to another. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another, and you will be healed. I want you to confess your faults one to another. When you do that, you disarm the enemy. The enemy loves to work in darkness. He hates it when you bring light to the areas of darkness in your life. When you do that, he has to flee away. I know it works. Maybe you've never even made a commitment to Jesus Christ. You see, all that I've been teaching today is based on the fact that you are a believer. All these promises are available to believers. If you're not a believer, you're not a Christian, those things don't apply to you. But if you'd like to become a believer, why don't you pray a prayer with me to commit your life to Christ? Just say, in your own words, something like, Jesus, your word says that I'm a sinner, and I believe what your word says. I am a sinner. I confess that I'm a sinner. Would you forgive me of all of my sins? Would you come into my life? Would you make me a new person inside? And would you set me free from everything that I'm bound with? I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.